Welcome everyone, this is Spencer from MerchLifestyle.com, and you're listening to the Merch Lifestyle Podcast. Merch Lifestyle is supported in part by Bench Bookkeeping. Closing out my books by hand used to take hours of stressful research and tedious spreadsheet work. Every time I did my own books, I felt like it was a massive distraction from actually working on my business. Since I started using Bench to manage that for me, I feel like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders. Bench gives you a team of real, human bookkeepers to do your books every month, and they have really nice software that connects with e-commerce platforms like Amazon and Shopify. Bench is helping me understand my print-on-demand business better and gives me back a ton more time that I can use to grow my business faster. If you want to get a free month of bookkeeping for your business, sign up today using the special link in the show notes. And if you do become a client with Bench, they'll even throw on an additional month of bookkeeping for free. So you got nothing to lose. Check it out using the link in the description. Hey, everybody. Welcome. This is Spencer. Today, I am teaching you how to run Etsy promoted listings. This is an area that since November, I've seen a lot of success with. Etsy promoted listings have caused my profit to increase by over $900 since the period starting November to today, December 16th. I've got a lot of questions about how I run them and how to set them up. So today, I'm going to teach you exactly how to do that in a couple short steps with specific examples of how my store is running, why it's working for me, and how you can make it work for you. So let's start with what are Etsy promoted listings. For those listening, right now I'm sharing a screenshot that shows the search results. I typed in Christmas gift in an incognito window of Etsy, and I screenshotted what came up. And there are eight listings on the screen, and the first four that pop up, the first ones that grab the customer's attention, all have a tiny thing in the corner at the top left that says add. Add, all the top four. So half of these results, even when the page is sorted by relevancy, the promoted listings still show first. And that's what we're getting at in why promoted listings can increase your profit. It's because they boost your position in search and they help your listings get seen, which means they'll get clicked more often, which means they'll be purchased more often, which means you'll be able to make more money if you can optimize them for your store. Why use Etsy promoted listings? The number one reason we're talking about them today is because they can increase your profit, and I'll give you guys evidence of how that's worked across both of my Etsy stores here shortly. Not only can they increase your profit if you run them the correct way, but they can also, you know, there's a lot of benefits of driving more traffic to your store. And some of those areas on Etsy specifically are you'll get more customer data for your SEO, your search engine optimization, meaning you'll collect more information about what customers are searching for and how you can optimize your listings to be found. You can take a look at which listings are converting better, so you might be able to adjust what you're paying for those ads to make sure that your most profitable ones are getting more of your budget. You can get more favorites, more follows, which increases the likelihood that customers will buy. And when you're selling more, you're getting more reviews, right? You're getting your product out there and you're getting customer feedback. And hopefully if you're providing a good product and a good experience for your customers, then those reviews will be positive and those can help your store get a competitive advantage as you build up a strong reputation on Etsy. So number one reason is we're trying to make more money, but there's a lot of benefits too. I would say even if all my promoted listings were to be completely neutral and I weren't to profit anything, but I wouldn't lose any money, it would still definitely be worth it to run them because that would mean I'm driving more traffic through my store and that has all those benefits I mentioned. So what I'm showing right now is a screenshot of the performance of my first Etsy store. Right now I only have 35 listings up, and for those listening, I'll walk you through the critical numbers. Basically what this shows is from the period of November 1st, 2018 to today, December 16th, I put out my promoted listings for this store, and here are the results. So about 62,000 impressions, 641 clicks. I spent about $83 to drive those clicks and impressions. I got 36 orders and drove $600 of revenue. So let's kind of talk about how you can figure out how promoted listings will be profitable and how I know that this is profitable for my store. So the first number that I know here is my average cost per click, which says how much money am I paying Etsy to get anybody on Etsy.com to click on my listing. And for that, I divided my my number of clicks and my cost into my number of clicks. So I was able to divide 83.25 divided by 641, or I'm sorry, 641 divided by 83.25, but basically comes out to about 13 cents per click. And what that means is I can divide my number of orders, another way to think of it, number of orders by the revenue. And that means my number there is $2.31, which means I'm on average I'm paying, or actually you divide the orders by the cost. So I'm paying $2.31 for each order on average. So this can kind of help you figure out if you have that profit margin baked into your product. Let's say you're selling a mug for $20 and you know that after all your other costs, including transaction fees, that you're gonna make $8. Well then, a cost per conversion of $2.31 would be profitable for you because you would still have money left over after that, getting that sale and paying for it. And that's a sale you wouldn't have had if you wouldn't have run promoted listings. So what we're kind of getting at to whether or not we're profitable or not is to understand what the profit margin is on your product. And that includes the cost of the product, that includes shipping it, that includes taxes if you're not pushing those onto your customer through Etsy, which you should be. That includes your transaction fees, and that includes listing fees, which sometimes get forgot about on Etsy. So once you roll that in and you figure out, hey, how much money am I left with at the end of the day? And you can back into your cost per conversion and figure out if this is profitable. So I know on my Etsy store number one that my margin, my profit margin before accounting for advertising is about 40%. And the A cost number you see on the screen, advertising cost of sales, is my 83.25 divided by my revenue. You know, how much am I spending to drive $600 of revenue? And that's 14%. So since my A cost is less than my profit margin, that means I'm making money. That means I should expand into, I should expand my budget, my reach, and experiment further with ads to see if I can drive additional profit. So given that revenue number, subtracting from my cost of goods sold based on my margin, and then subtracting what I spent on ads, that means I made an additional $157 since November on this store. And remember, it only has 35 listings. By running Etsy ads, and I'll show you exactly how to do those in a little bit. What's a little bit more interesting is I'll scroll down to my second store, which is a lot bigger. It has 400 listings. This is the same time period, November 1st to the 16th. On this one, I sell posters and digital downloads, which are a little bit higher margin product. So running through the numbers, I spent $144 to achieve 142,000 impressions, 1,718 clicks, which drove 42 orders and about $1,800 of revenue. So let's walk through the numbers here. My cost per click, 8.3 cents. That's pretty good. When you think about who is clicking on this is somebody who's already on Etsy. Their wallet is open, right? They're looking to buy something. And to grab their attention and bring it to your store and to your specific listing, that only costs eight cents. That's a really interesting proposition. And as you'll see here when we walk through all the numbers, I think it can be profitable for you guys at that level too. So if we look at our cost per conversion, which is, hey, I spent $144 to drive 42 orders. So I divide 144 by 42. That means on average, I paid $3.43 to get a sale. And since I know that these are higher cost, higher margin products, these ones average about 50%, then that's extremely profitable for me to be doing, especially given my advertising cost of sales is 8%, right? And my profit margin is 50. So all of that difference, that 42% of margin in the product, that's all extra profit from running this. So as you can see in the graph, and for those listening, that you'll see the graph, it spikes up past my daily budget level of $5. And that's because I increased my daily budget to $10 on Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and my cost maxed out at that point too. So I was realizing that I was maxing out my budget. And since my ads are profitable, then I decided to increase that budget and try to get as many of those customers who are shopping as I could. So what this boils down to is on 400 listings since November 1st, running Etsy ads has increased my profit by $755. So between these two stores, that's over $900 of money that I would not have in my pocket if I wasn't running Etsy ads. One interesting thing here is I pulled my top performing listing for you guys. This like really demonstrates the power of what you can do when you have a lot of data points and you're willing to try something like this. My top performing listing, it was seen 950 times, 16 people clicked on it. My average cost per click was 4 cents. So in all, I only spent 73 cents on this listing, and it drove three orders for $123.85. So if that's a, and that is a, like a 50% margin product. So that means I spent 73 cents and I made about $60, which is, you know, that should be, if that's not sending off like bells in your head that you need to be hopping on at Etsy promoted listings, that's an extremely, extremely good margin. I don't think a lot of people are taking advantage of promoted listings. So that's a great example of why you should. Now, let me wrap this video up. I'll show you exactly how I use it, and I'll give you guys 5 steps on how to set it up for yourself. This is our last slide. This is a screenshot of what my Etsy ads look like for both of my stores. It basically says, yes, I want to advertise with promoted listings. My daily budget is $5. You might want to start out with something that is closer to $1 to $2 if you're just testing the water. I have my advertise new listings automatically switch. It's turned on. So every time I add a listing, I want Etsy to be promoting it. And I have, this is really, really important, and this can actually get you in trouble if you don't set a maximum cost per click. When you set up promoted listings for the first time, Etsy will have this option which says set maximum cost per click. It'll have it turned off because Etsy wants to, they want to take as much money as you're willing to pay per ad. And sometimes that can skyrocket to $1 or $1.50, and that can really blow through your budget without driving the return you're looking for. So I always maximize my cost per click. Right now, my max CPC is 20 cents, and I haven't actually seen any recommendations from Etsy to go above that. And I have all of my cost per click set on auto as well. So automatically set the cost per click. I'm not paying like a fixed 20 cents. I'm just saying, hey, my max is 20 cents. And then below that, Etsy, you automatically determine what is best based on your algorithm. But I'm going to cap them at 20 cents because essentially I don't trust them not to blow my budget. It's not in my best interest. So here are your 5 steps, guys. First of all, you need to know your profit margin. Okay. I like to use the mug example because it's very easy. If you're selling a $20 mug and you know that all your costs are $12, then you know your profit margin right there is about 40%. So as long as your cost of advertising is 40% or below or below that, and as I showed you guys, you can get it down to 15% or as low as 8%. Then that's going to be profitable for you, and you should definitely be using promoted listings. Your second thing to do is to set a daily budget. You can think about that better in a monthly budget because the daily can be, there's a reason they say a daily budget, and that's because $5 doesn't sound like a lot, but really over a month, that's $150. So set your budget conservatively and then grow as you see success. The third thing here is to set a maximum cost per click. I set it 20 cents and to turn your listings on auto. To have Etsy automatically suggest and charge a cost per click that is capped at your level. Number four is to turn it on for all listings, current and new. Make sure you're not promoting ones that are custom orders that are maybe one-offs for certain customers because those are not appealing to a wide audience. And then the fifth thing to do is you're just going to monitor this weekly. And just like I showed you, you can use these examples of the charts. You're able to sort by how much you're spending. You're able to see, you can use all these formulas I went through to calculate how much you're spending per click, how much you're spending per sale, and to see whether it's working for you. And remember that as you're driving additional traffic to your store, you're learning, you're getting customer data, you're getting your product in customers' hands, and that is always a good thing. So that's where I'm going to leave it today, guys. Let me know in the comments if you have any questions about promoted listings. I'll be happy to answer them. And for those of you listening, thank you for taking some time with me today to go over this. Turn on your promoted listings. There's still a little bit of time left in Q4 to eke some profit out. So go try some things, guys, and let me know how it goes for you. Thanks, and I'll catch you next time. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode and are looking for a super easy way to support the show for free, please head over to iTunes or whatever platform you get your podcasts from and leave a quick rating or even a review. I read every review that you guys leave, and your support helps other entrepreneurs find out about the show, so it's very appreciated. You can find links to all of my income reports, blog posts, email newsletter, my contact info, etc., all in one place over at merchlifestyle.com. As always, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.